Welcome to a special website-exclusive podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. Catch it live weekends on News Talk 760 WJR and online at internetadvisor.net. Now, here are your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Thank you for joining us on the Internet Advisor. And now let the calls begin, because this is your part of the program. This is where you get to call in, ask your question, and get some answers for your problems with your computers or a peripheral, about something that happens when you get on the Internet, whatever it may be. The magic number to call is toll-free, anywhere within the sound of my voice. Call 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. And we have a crew of people standing by to answer your questions. So get those questions on the phone, and we'll be with you in a moment.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. You can find more resources to protect your computer on our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you very much for joining us. And in case you have just joined us, we are now officially open for your questions. And remember, the rule around here is the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. Please, most everybody, I hear it so often, people say, I don't know much about computers. That guess how we got to know the little we do is by diving in and getting some of these problems. And it's so often, by the way, that we have people who are out there listening, and I hope you hear this as well, that when you hear a problem and you've been able to get a solution to that, you call in and help. And that is an excellent way to use that phone number, which is 800-859-0957.
You know, Gary every now and then has his crystal ball running at full tilt, and I have to, you know, make sure I acknowledge it every now and then. And you're right, Gary. The Android phones have exceeded the sales of the iPhones.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, they certainly have.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's a lot more of those models, right? There's a lot of different models.
Many different flavors of
manufacturers.
Manufacturers.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because, you know, actually it's kind of cool, because now it makes the iPhone more campy and people want that, you know, even more. Kind of like, you know, back when it was hip to have an Apple when everybody had an IBM. But it's just, but the fact of the matter really is the sales have changed.
They have changed. I'm waiting to see Windows 7 get a front-facing camera. And kind of get aboard that.
I'm just waiting to see Windows 7 more often.
Well, Windows 7 phones actually have been given pretty good reviews. But there are problems with some of the hardware and with the updating on the Windows 7 software behind it.
Are you talking about the mobile? You're talking about the mobile. It's not Microsoft. It's not Windows 7. You're saying Windows
7 phone.
You're talking about the mobile 7.
Okay,
phone.
Mobile 7, yes. It's the one that works on the phone.
Okay,
yes,
so I'm sorry. Let's make that clarification.
Thank you very much. Now, that's true. But those phones have been given very good reviews, and I'd like to try them.
And an article I read, if Microsoft would have came up with that phone a year and a half earlier, even a year earlier, before the Androids came out, things may have been turned just the opposite
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because it's
timing.
It's a kind of a slick interface, but... You know, you got to be early to market, or else you're just going to get left in the dust.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, because they have tied up now with Nokia. And Nokia is saying that all of their phones in the future are going to be running on that platform. So it'll be very interesting. Okay, we're taking time away from the questions getting answered. Let's dive in there, because folks are lining up on the phones. And we've got four people in here just ready and waiting to answer your questions. So let's get going here. Our phone number again, 800-859-0957. And let's talk to Frank and Warren. Welcome to the Internet Advisor, Frank.
Hi. I had a question, and I'd like to listen off the air regarding Ustream. Can you give me some information if you wanted to try to set up like an internet radio? What can you tell me about that, and I'll listen off the air?
Well hang on. Wait, let's make sure we understand your question.
Because I don't know anything about Ustream. I think one of our engineers does, and Eric, he's not here, or maybe even Scott was talking about that 6 months ago, but I'm not familiar with it.
Now, what is it that you want to do exactly, Frank? You want to find internet radio?
No,
how you can, like if you wanted to broadcast internet radio.
If you wanted to set up like your own internet radio station.
Yes.
Right.
And our engineer, Eric Anderson, was talking about that.
Yeah, Ustream allows you to do that.
Right? Yeah.
You can do that.
There are a number of places, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a number of companies. That's a good one. I've not used it personally. I know people that have. What's your question?
you want to know how to do it. If there is, if there are like a how to do places that will help you to get this right.
Yes.
You go to.
And if I could listen off the air.
Okay, sure. Well, yeah, we'll see.
Okay, thanks.
Matter of fact,
okay.
that's a great question to start with. That if somebody out there who has had the experience of setting up their own little internet radio station, and I know more and more people I know who are doing their own talk shows through various kind of outlets.
Yeah. And the only suggestion I have is maybe one of our listeners out there is already doing it. And so maybe they might be able
exactly
to call
it
in, and because I really don't have any expertise
yeah
on that.
I don't think any of us in here have done this.
It's fairly simple, as I understand it. You've got to download their, you got to go to their site. I think it's ustream.tv. I could be wrong on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct.
Is it? Okay. And you just fill out the form because they want to know who you are. Want to make sure they know who they're downloading their software to. And you could download their software.
Now, you think it's free?
I thought it was.
Probably initially it was, but we'll find out.
There are a number of ways of doing it, and I'm looking at one that I use for a different purpose. I do a podcast for your cousin, American
yeah,
Road
Thomas
Magazine.
Yep.
I do a weekly podcast for them, and we work through Audio Acrobat. And I know that you can load podcasts through Audio Acrobat.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's a
there's a number of others.
Yeah, so
they're decent, though, from what I've heard.
Yeah. But and the other thing, you can always YouTube. Go to YouTube.com, and you can always say how to and then space Ustream. But unfortunately, we don't have the answers. We'll wait for one of our listeners to call in with maybe the answer.
Good idea. Very good idea. So we started off perfectly here with both a question and something that maybe you have an insight into out there. And you can get to us by calling 800-859-0957. By the way, this will be the last time that we'll be doing a two-hour question program.
Right, it's 3 hours today.
We've had 3 hours total, and we'll have 2 hours for answering questions, because starting next week, Dr. Dean Krauskopf is coming back.
Yep.
And he will
great
be on
to see
from
Dean again.
3 until 4, helping with gardening tips, and then we'll be on from 4 until 6 regularly. So this is the last time we'll have 2 hours to answer your questions. Remember, get those questions into 800-859-0957. We'll be back to take more of those calls in just a moment.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. For help with any computer problem, call in during our live show or visit our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you for joining us on the Internet Advisor. Again, that number for your questions, and please don't be bashful. Dial in. We got lots of lines open at 800-859-0957. And let's go back to Russ. Experts have concurred during our break, and I think they had some answers for you about that DLL file that showed up that you're concerned about.
Right. And well, first off, Russ, what operating system are you running? What version of Windows are you running?
XP.
Okay. Now, and you said the name of that file was CSRSS8.dll?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that one is definitely a Trojan, according to several, websites I went to, but you're saying SpyBot is saying basically this is a threat and it should be removed. Is it providing you the ability to remove it or to decontaminate it?
Nothing I have on this computer seems to get rid of it.
Not even SpyBot, which identified it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even SpyBot.
So okay. Then you might want to try one of the backdoor methods of trying to get this. Is come up in Windows Safe Mode. So when you power on your computer, power it up, and then you tap the Function 8 key or F8 key, and come up in Safe Mode, and then use the Windows Search or Find feature and search your computer for that file, and search specifically for that file name, that CSRSS8.dll, and when you do, rename it. Instead of it ending in DLL, change it to bad, BAD, and that'll pretty much eliminate it. It should allow you to
cool.
do that.
Cool.
I mean, those are one of the manual techniques. Any other the other way is maybe a bootable CD. You know, we have our Puppy Linux that you could use, and it also has advanced search features. So you could download an entire image like a bootable CD that you could burn on another computer. So when you go to puppylinux.com, you download what's known as an ISO file, mm-hmm. or ISO file, as they say. Mm-hmm. And when you double-click on it, most computers know, and most modern computers know, that when you double-click on an ISO file, it's going to prompt you to put a blank CD or DVD into your computer, and it's going to burn that CD for you.
Okay.
What's nice about that is you pop that into your failing computer, and it comes up with a pleasant graphical interface called Puppy Linux, very small, very fast, and very Windows-like, so that you can then use it and use the file manager in there to say, search everything on the C drive for this file, CSRSS.
Again, you're going manually after the file.
This is another manual method.
Well, the only other thing I could probably suggest you might want to do is that you could go to another computer and download Combo Fix.
Yes.
From bleepingcomputer.com, and then try running that program up by bringing up the computer in safe mode, as Ed has described, and then run that program against it. It's been very effective in finding things that,
I have found
that other ones can't.
As well. Yeah. Okay, Russ. So you got a number of suggestions there, Russ, that you can use to try to help you to get at this thing, but it is definitely a virus that you want to get rid of, and you've had a number of suggestions here. Listen to the podcast again if you need to refresh yourself on that, but thanks for your call. And we're running into people who are getting nailed by these nasty little viruses.
Right, and this might be a remnant of like an older one. But, you know, that's because he has the inability to remove it, it's probably an active file that's prohibiting him from deleting it.
Yep, deleting exactly. It. And that's why we're suggesting what you're calling these backdoor ways. Because when you start in safe mode, essentially, it makes sure that these other programs don't start up.
Yes.
It starts up with just the minimum programs that the computer needs to run. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we get
to fix things.
To fix things, to get in the back door.
Exactly.
Craig from Shelby, Ohio. Welcome and good evening.
Hi, guys.
How can we help you?
I promise my cell phone won't cut out this time. Never last fall.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, I am talking to you on a landline with a recycled East German phone. So anyway, here's what I got. I got on my Dell Inspiron 1520 last August. I tried to download AOL's 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It stalled, and then I got a not enough hard drive space error or something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had 67% left on my hard drive at that point.
Hmm.
All right. Somehow I'm able to hit start and hit my sidebar tool and go up to Google. Okay. And I got by with that for, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, and now I got one of those error reports, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. My computer froze up. I cannot get out of it.
Mm. So, I'm sorry, could you repeat that last part you said where you hit the start bar and did what now?
I used to be able to scroll up on the left side toolbar, mm-hmm. like I had my Streets and Trips and Internet Explorer.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I can hit my Google Chrome.
Oh, gotcha. So you're using Google Chrome as an alternate browser. Got you.
Right.
And everything was working fine, but now you're getting to the point where nothing seems to be working.
Now I get a, let me move here. Now I get a, Chrome has encountered a problem and needs to close. We are sorry to inconvenience, and it gives me an error report. And then you can click for technical information, mm-hmm. click here, and then click to see our data policy, click here.
What other browsers do you have besides Chrome?
Internet Explorer, but it does the same thing. I still
okay,
get the
okay.
error report.
All right, so you get the same error report with regardless of which browser it is that goes up.
Yeah, it says send error report, don't send, but after that I can't do anything. Whether I send or don't send, I'm locked up.
It really sounds like you're getting into a network issue or an operating system issue. Mm-hmm. And I would do several things. I don't think it's the browser or either one of the browsers. I think your operating system is damaged, or you have a virus on your computer, or there's a program that's damaged that's running, like your video software or your sound software, or maybe your QuickTime. Or you know, even your QuickBooks. I mean, you can have any number of programs that are running that every time you power up your computer, one of those is damaged, and it could even be your operating system.
So what would you do then, Ed?
First thing I would do is do a scan disk and do a disk check. Check your disk drive for errors.
All right, now scan disk. Why don't you talk about how to get into scan disk?
Is he using XP?
What operating system are you using?
XP Surfac Pro 3.
Okay.
Okay. So
XP
then
3.
He would go to the start, and then go to accessories. And then under accessories, he'd find system tools. And under system tools, he'd find, you said scan disk, not...
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking disk defrag.
Yep.
No.
So what, you go into My Computer and you right mouse click on your C drive on any operating system Windows has, and you select properties. So when you select properties, you'll have a tools tab on the top. In there, you'll have the error checking ability section that says, check my hard drive for disk errors and say, do it right now. It's going to, Windows will come back and say, this cannot be performed right now. Would you like to reschedule this so that the next time you reboot your computer, I'll perform a thorough scan and you're going to answer yes. So that's the first part of this, checking this. The other thing.
Okay, it's going to get real interesting, and I'm here right now. Okay. I tried a system restore, and like right now, it'll say restore my computer earlier time next. Okay, and then when we go to the calendar, I'm at April 9th. I cannot arrow back past March 31st. It will not arrow back. And I cannot go down to any date, anything that's highlighted in blue and click on it. It will not do it.
Okay, but you... Oh, really?
No. So,
okay, but there are some highlighted dates there, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. That could mean you're running out of disk space as well. And even though you still have 67%, I mean, I would check your hard drive first, but it could be a systemic operating system error.
Well, it gets better. It gets better.
Well, it sounds like it's dead.
Well, here we go. I cannot remove, if I go to add and remove hardware, I cannot remove that 9.5 install.
Of AOL.
Oh, of AOL. Yeah.
Not add remove hardware, but add remove programs.
No.
Okay, what I would do is back up your data, get an external drive as quick as possible or a flash drive, back up as much data as you can, because, and then do that scan disk. And you may have to reload your operating system either from your OEM XP CDs or your system restore from your manufacturer.
But
it's almost to that point.
Back up the data, and it sounds like you can do the scan disk, and then
if that fails,
then reinstall the hardware. All right, we've got Lori and Pat out there and a phone number waiting for you at 800-859-0957. It's the Internet Advisor. Back with more of your questions in just a moment.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. For help with any computer problem, call in during our live show or visit our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you for joining us. The Internet Advisor. Again, that number for your questions, and please don't be bashful. Dial in. We got lots of lines open at 800-859-0957. And let's go back to Russ. The experts have concurred during our break, and I think they had some answers for you about that DLL file that showed up that you're concerned about.
Right. And well, first off, Russ, what operating system are you running? What version of Windows are you running?
XP.
Okay. Now, and you said the name of that file was CSRSS8.dll?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that one is definitely a Trojan, according to several, websites I went to. But you're saying SpyBot is saying basically this is a threat and it should be removed. Is it providing you the ability to remove it or to decontaminate it?
Nothing I have on this computer seems to get rid of it.
Not even SpyBot, which identified it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even SpyBot.
So okay. Then you might want to try one of the backdoor methods of trying to get this. Is come up in Windows Safe Mode. So when you power on your computer, power it up, and then you tap the Function 8 key or F8 key, and come up in Safe Mode. And then use the Windows search or find feature and search your computer for that file. And search specifically for that file name, that CSRSS8.dll. And when you do, rename it. Instead of it ending in DLL, change it to BAD, B-A-D. And that'll pretty much eliminate it. It should allow you to do that.
Cool.
I mean, those are one of the manual techniques. Any other the other way is maybe a bootable CD. You know, we have our Puppy Linux that you could use, and it also has advanced search features. So you could download an entire image, like a bootable CD, that you could burn on another computer. So when you go to puppylinux.com, you download what's known as an ISO file, or ISO file, as they say. Mm-hmm. And when you double-click on it, most computers know, and Most modern computers know that when you double-click on an ISO file, it's going to prompt you to put a blank CD or DVD into your computer, and it's going to burn that CD for you.
Okay.
What's nice about that is you pop that into your failing computer, and it comes up with a pleasant graphical interface called Puppy Linux, very small, very fast, and very Windows-like, so that you can then use it and use the file manager in there to say, search everything on the C drive for this file, CSRSS.
Again, you're going manually after the file.
This is another manual. Okay.
Well, the only other thing I could probably suggest you might want to do is that he could go to another computer and download CombiFix.
Yes.
From bleepingcomputer.com, and then try running that program by bringing up the computer in safe mode, as Ed has described, and then run that program against it. It's been very effective in finding things that other ones can't.
I have found it very effective as well. Yeah. Okay, Russ. So you got a number of suggestions there, Russ, that you can use to try to help you to get at this thing, but it is definitely a virus that you want to get rid of, and you've had a number of suggestions here. Listen to the podcast again if you need to refresh yourself on that, but thanks for your call. And we're running into people who are getting nailed by these nasty little viruses.
Right, and this might be a remnant of like an older one, but you know, that's because he has the inability to remove it, it's probably an active file that's prohibiting him from deleting it.
Yep, exactly. And that's why we're suggesting what you're calling these backdoor ways, because when you start in safe mode, essentially, it makes sure that these other programs don't start up.
Yes.
It starts up with just the minimum programs that the computer needs to run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we get
to
in
fix things.
To fix things, to get in the back door.
Exactly.
Craig from Shelby, Ohio. Welcome and good evening.
Hi, guys.
How can we help you?
I promise my cell phone won't cut out this time. Remember last fall?
Oh, dear.
But anyway, I am talking to you on a landline with a recycled East German phone. So anyway, here's what I got. I got on my Dell Inspiron 1520 last August. I tried to download AOL's 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it stalled, and then I got a not enough hard drive space error or something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had 67% left on my hard drive at that point.
Hmm.
All right. Somehow I'm able to hit start and hit my sidebar tool and go up to Google, okay? And I got by with that for like, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, and now I got one of those error reports, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. My computer froze up. I cannot get out of it.
Hmm. So, I'm sorry, could you repeat that last part you said where you hit the start bar and did what now?
I used to be able to scroll up on the left side toolbar, mm-hmm. like I had my Streets and Trips and Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hit my Google Chrome.
Oh, gotcha. So you're using Google Chrome as an alternate browser. Got you.
Right.
And everything was working fine, but now you're getting to the point where nothing seems to be working.
Now I get a, let me move here. Now I get a, and Chrome has encountered a problem and needs to close. We are sorry to inconvenience, and it gives me an error report. And then you can click for technical information. Mm-hmm. Click here, and then click to see our data policy. Click here.
What other browsers do you have besides Chrome?
Internet Explorer, but it does the same thing. I still
get the
error report.
All right, so you get the same error report with regardless of which browser it is that goes up.
Yeah, it says send error report, don't send, but after that I can't do anything. Whether I send or don't send, I'm locked up.
It really sounds like you're getting into a network issue or an operating system issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do several things. I don't think it's the browser or either one of the browsers. I think your operating system is damaged, or you have a virus on your computer, or there's a program that's damaged that's running, like your video software or your sound software, or maybe your QuickTime, or you know, even your QuickBooks. I mean, you can have any number of programs that are running that every time you power up your computer, one of those is damaged, and it could even be your operating system.
So what would you do then, Ed?
First thing I would do is do a scan disk and do a disk check. Check your disk drive for errors.
All right, now scan disk. Why don't you talk about how to get into scan disk?
Is he using XP?
Which window? What operating system are you using?
XP Surfac Pro 3.
Okay.
So then he would go to the start and then go to accessories. And then under accessories, he'd find system tools. And under system tools, he'd find, you said scan disk, not.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking disk defrag.
Yep. No. So you go into My Computer and you right mouse click on your C drive on any operating system Windows has, and you select properties. So when you select properties, you'll have a tools tab on the top. In there, you'll have the error checking ability, section that says, check my hard drive for disk errors and say, do it right now. It's going to, Windows will come back and say, this cannot be performed right now. Would you like to reschedule this so that the next time you reboot your computer, I'll perform a thorough scan and you're going to answer yes. So that's the first part of this, checking this. The other
thing. Okay, it's going to get real interesting, and I'm here right now. Okay. I tried a system restore, and like right now, I'll say restore my computer earlier time next. Okay, and then when we go to the calendar, I'm at April 9th. I cannot arrow back past March 31st. It will not arrow back. And I cannot go down to any date, anything that's highlighted in blue and click on it. It will not do it.
Okay, but you, oh, really?
No. So,
okay, but there are some highlighted dates there, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. That could mean you're running out of disk space as well. And even though you still have 67%, I mean, I would check your hard drive first, but it could be a systemic operating system error.
Well, it gets better. It gets better.
Well, it sounds like it's dead.
Well, here we go. What was I going to say? I cannot remove, if I go to add and remove hardware, I cannot remove that 9.5 install.
Of AOL.
Oh, of AOL. Yeah.
Not add remove hardware, but add remove programs.
No.
Okay, what I would do is back up your data, get an external drive as quick as possible or a flash drive, back up as much data as you can, because and then do that scan disk. And you may have to reload your operating system either from your OEM XP CDs or your system restore from your manufacturer.
But
it's almost to that point.
Back up the data, and it sounds like you can do the scan disk, and then
if that fails,
then reinstall the hardware. All right, we've got Lori and Pat out there and a phone number waiting for you at 800-859-0957. It's the Internet Advisor. Back with more of your questions in just a moment.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. Have a question? Post it in our discussion forums on our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you. And by the way, speaking of thank yous, while Eric is on vacation this week, Cindy Cooper is in. And thank you very much, Cindy, for answering the phones. If you wonder who that lovely voice is that answers the phones, it belongs to Cindy Cooper, who's our production assistant here. And thank you very much for that. Let's get back on that phone line, which is 800-859-0957, and talk with Patricia from Warren. Patricia, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad I got through. My husband and I are completely computer illiterate.
Okay.
But when our family started moving out to different states, we got one so we could have Skype and be able to talk to one another.
That's great.
I called Dell and I bought a whole thing, desktop computer.
Okay.
This was last May. Mm-hmm. And I've had several problems with it where they even had to replace the hard drive after it was on for a month.
Ooh.
And so now my problem is this. Anytime I talk, I type a letter, a word, anytime I type a word that has two letters the same side by side, like good, G-O-O-D, it comes out G-O-D. It does, you've got to stop with the first O, count to five, and then hit the second O.
Oh, my goodness.
I was on the phone with Dell for a couple of days. Just, hours. Anyway, they talked me into buying this $211.16 thing that was supposed to take care of it. And it didn't.
Really?
We're all looking and wondering, what would cost $216?
I hope it was...
And first of all, why wouldn't they take care of it for free? Yes. So, how long have you had your computer?
We bought it last May. It was delivered, like, on the 30th.
Okay,
29th
so...
or 30th.
And what was the $230 thing that you purchased? Was it a new keyboard and mouse, or was
no,
it a...
No, it was...
additional.
It turned out it's a security program.
It's a security
program. And I have McAfee, and I bought 5 years of McAfee.
I've noticed that happening with Dell is a lot of times when you get the service reps on the phone, and when they're failing, they end up selling you stuff. That's something that Dell started about a year and a half ago that I noticed, and I'm not particularly happy about that.
This is what I said to him. I said, you mean to tell me you can't fix my computer unless I pay you more money? And he said, well, that's the only thing that will fix it.
Yeah. You so should
I charged
be irate.
It, of course.
Oh. I would be. Well, the first thing I would do, if this was my computer, is power up the computer in safe mode. And you probably heard us talking about that before. So this
is safe mode? What does it mean?
Well, safe mode, it means the computer should be running safely, that it runs very minimalistic programs or hardly any programs. The only thing it runs is just Windows 7 or Windows Vista. Just the operating system. There's no printer software loaded. There's no special video software. It's a safe version of Windows. Now, the letters are going to be very huge, but one of the things you could do is you could bring up a document, or you could bring up a Microsoft text editor real quick or something, or even on the start line, in the search window, you can select start, search, and then type your letters in there and type in G-O-O-D and see if they show up. If they show up and all the typing seems to be functioning normally, then you're not dealing with a hardware problem, you're dealing with a software problem. And
that's what I've already checked on.
Okay, so how you power up your computer in safe mode is you power it up when you press the power button and you tap the F8 key. Now, that's right above the number
Wait
7
a minute.
Key.
On the power button?
No, well, no, you power the computer on, but look on the keyboard.
What kind of key comes over after power button?
Well, you look on your keyboard on the computer, and there's a F8 key.
There
you got function
of,
1.
Yeah, there are a series that are F, as in the letter, as in the word function.
They're so generally on the top
F.
row.
Okay.
Right, and they're the top row.
Right.
So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and you'll see one that's F, like in function 8, and you press that intermittently, like tap, 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 as you're starting your computer up. And it will eventually start up in safe mode, or say, do you want to start in safe mode? And then you'll say yes. And then you'll see a bunch of stuff scrolling down your screen as it gets into that. And finally, it'll come into a place where it'll give you some options about setting
it
up.
It'll come up to an environment that looks just like Windows. It's going to be a lot larger. It's going to give you a warning that you're in safe mode. There's very limited functionality here. And this is a diagnostic mode for you to troubleshoot Windows. And what's nice about this is that you can then simply go into Windows and start typing somewhere just to see if it starts typing okay. If it's typing okay, then we know that you don't have a bad keyboard, right? And
I tried that. They talked me into getting another keyboard, but it was on warranty, so I didn't have to pay for it. And it said you did not have to send the old one back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a letter from them about 3 weeks later that says I've got to send it back or they're going to charge me for the keyboard.
You go figure. what about...
This is not good advertising for this particular brand.
What about... did they talk you through doing a system restore using the recovery CDs? Because most manufacturers give you a set of recovery CDs or they talk you through how to restore your computer back to factory settings.
Right.
Did they talk you through that process?
No. The only thing is, my granddaughter was married last year. I don't have any pictures of their wedding. They were sent to me via the computer, and I put them into a
folder.
A folder.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm afraid if I do that, I'll erase all of the pictures.
And you will.
Yes.
So it's important to back those up.
So the important thing here, Pat, first thing, and Cal has said this before, is make sure you get the things that are very important to you, like those pictures, off of the computer first. And the way you would do that is that you would put a DVD into the DVD drive, okay? And then you would go to that folder that has your pictures in it. And then you would, right-click on that. You would highlight all of those pictures and then right-click again and say, burn to a disk, or it would give you a way of burning that to that disk that's there.
Yep.
And you could then save it onto there. You would copy those pictures, in other words, onto that DVD or whatever documents you had.
I lost a lot of them working with Dell trying to get it going, of other photos.
Yeah.
Okay, just a couple of things. Just what Foster says. Number one, you want to make sure you got all your stuff backed up. And if you're not 100% sure how to do it, you know, ask a family member or a friend around who can help you with that.
Yep.
After that's taken care of, let me ask you one other question. The $200 service that Dell charged you, was that to do to walk you through some tech support over the telephone?
Well, I kept asking them to send me a booklet, you know, something in writing that I could read and do it as I was reading the book. Because when you get something on the screen, if you don't write it all down, it disappears and you can't remember the whole thing.
I understand entirely.
See, the point I'm trying to make is that if you spent $200 for a service for your computer and your computer still is not working, then I always say to people, if you charge it on your charge card, contest that.
Yes.
Then they'll either have to satisfy the problem that you're having with your computer by fixing it or refund back your money to you. You pay good money for a service to get it fixed.
I want the whole computer being sent back because it's so frustrating.
You know something, and that may be...
You know something? Another thing, Foster, is maybe what she needs to do is get in contact with one of our sponsors, CompuQuest.
I was just going to say, you are in Warren, and the folks at CompuQuest USA, Inc., the company that advertises with us, have a shop in at 19 Mile and Van Dyke, I believe it is. So they're not too far from you. Let me give you their phone number again, and you can call them.
586-247-8500.
You are the best kind of listener around. You get the message. You got it. Give them a call as well.
And then call your Visa, your MasterCard Visa, and contest that Dell service call.
Right. Because, Matt, we believe that you really have not been treated right in this. And besides which, we believe also that your warranty is under a year and that you should be able to just simply hand the thing back to them and say you want your money back. But anyway, the folks at CompuQuest can also help you as well. A pause, folks. We'll be back with another hour of answering your questions here on the Internet Advisor at 800-859-0957. See you then.
You've been listening to a podcast of the second hour of WJR's Internet Advisor. You can find a link to the first hour on our webpage at internetadvisor.net.